Jonathan Bronston would probably make a good linebacker. He's big and intimidating. He's got a long rap sheet. Drugs, gangbanging, grand theft auto, that's the one that landed him in jail. But at 20, this young Navajo man says he's changed. After 7 years in the Crips gang, he quit this year.
To get out of it, get beat down. Well, like, I'm big, and it's like, when I got out of it, like, no one didn't want to beat me up.
He joined the gang in Phoenix when he was 13. Then he started one in Tuba City with Navajo kids. But he says he's done. Now he wants his diploma.
Nothing good about gangbanging, just beating up people. There's nothing right beating up people because, like, they're minding their own business. All the people I did that to, like, I feel sorry for that. Wish I could take it back, but I can't. It happen.
Bronston's seen his niece and nephew graduate from Ponderosa and says now it's his turn. He's determined, too. He drives an hour and a half from the reservation to get to school each day.
You can put your books away, put everything back in your folders, and we'll be ready to move forward with your project tomorrow.
Rachel Stiegel has taught science at Ponderosa since the school opened 8 years ago. But like all the staff there, she does a lot more than teach. She picks kids up from jail, testifies for them in court, gets them fed, takes them to a shelter, and she helps them deal with major issues.
I'm going to be a mom. I'm going to be a dad. I'm addicted to this. I'm being abused. I'm not safe. I have nowhere to live. Those are conversations that we deal with every day. We have unsafe kids trying to get to school because it's the only place that they're safe. And then on top of it, trying to learn.
Stiegel and the staff at Ponderosa try to catch them when they fall. That's why the county built Ponderosa, to provide a safety net for kids that need extra attention and get them to graduate. The school is 60% Native American and 20% Latino, two groups with some of the worst graduation rates in the country. Stiegel says the students actually enjoy coming to school because there are other kids like them here.
We know their story. And that's the one thing all these kids have in common is they have a story of why they're here. Whatever challenges it is they face, they all share it, and we know it. And that's what makes that difference.
We had a garden here last year. We had a lot of chard. And
Principal Dave Roth shows off the school's solar panel, greenhouse, and meditation circle that students designed.
Some of the trouble we have sometimes is getting a student to graduate because they like being in school because it's a good connection for them. It's positive. It's somebody who listens to them, and they don't always want to leave. And so we have to kind of help them out the door a little bit after they graduate.
There are definitely hard days for Roth, Stiegel, and the rest of the staff. Like today, one of the students I'm supposed to interview was locked up in juvenile detention. But Stiegel says she still has hope for him.
We have hope for every single one. Because every kid, and I firmly believe that every kid's going to have that moment where it's going to turn it around. It might not be now, it might not be here, it might not be anytime in the near future, but I have to believe that that moment is going to be there for them.
And each year, the school graduates more and more students. Every time a former graduate comes in to share a bit of good news, a job, a college acceptance letter, a new baby, Stiegel has them speak to the class. She says it makes success more tangible to the students, but she knows it's ultimately up to them.
At the end of the day, I can't always be there for them, and they're going to have to make that choice, and they're going to have to make that choice, unfortunately, under a lot of pressure not to make the right choice.
Former gang member Jonathan Bronston has made a choice. He graduates in December. Bronston plans to go on to trade school to be a welder like his dad and uncles. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.